Okay, we are live. Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, I have a very special guest, a returning guest, Professor Emeritus Dr. Eric Karlstrom. Last name is spelled K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. This will be our fifth show, and we're talking a lot in the pre-show. He's very super knowledgeable about so many different subjects, and we've done these other shows that have done are very well received by my audience and very well listened to, so I'll list those off. Our first show was Descent into Hell, CIA, MK Ultra, Doctor, Scientists, Spies, and Politicians, Hall of Shame, and Rogues Gallery. And that's a very long Hall of Shame. Then we did another one on mass shootings, the Monarch Project, and Program to Kill. And then Psychotronics and Gang Stalking. Maybe that was our first show, 2021. And then most recent was April 2023. And that was Reinterpretation of Post-World War II American History in Light of MK Black Ops. And that was very, like, people love that show. Really good, great information. But we're going to talk today. Maybe it's something people wouldn't believe. It might be fringe for some people. I believe it does happen. I think the evidence is out there. And if you're watching this on Rockfin X or YouTube, you will see his website, which is Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults. And you'll see some of these references, some of these names these people are happening to. Lara Logan, L-A-R-A. And another one that I followed actually was Karen Kingston, who really was at the forefront of exposing and doing reporting. She had to flee to Mexico, but she was reporting on the DARPA juice, the kill shot, right? But yeah, so she literally, I mean, there was, my understanding is she was really under high pressure. But anyway. There are other TIs. It's kind of like their own network, and they tell their own stories. And there's different stories. And there's been things in the past. I remember this one FBI story. I can't remember the girl's name. She ended up committing suicide. The FBI harassed her so much. She was this kind of like more delicate, thin-skinned girl. I can't remember her name. Maybe some in the audience. But she ended up because of law enforcement harassment, she decided she couldn't take it. But anyway, Eric Karlstrom is very busy. He knows a lot about a lot of different subjects. And I will include in the show notes his five websites: Natural Climate Change, 9/11 NWO, San Luis Valley Water Watch, Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults, and then his name, erickarlstrom.com. Those are all .com, although Natural Climate Change is naturalclimatechange.org. So you can click through and see kind of all the work that he's been doing after he's been retired as a professor. I think it was geology, but Eric can talk more about that. So Eric Karlstrom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, William. It's a pleasure to be with you again. I always enjoy our discussions because we move along so rapidly. You have very great background. I've got these five websites that I've been working on since I retired in 2011. When I retired from California State University, Stanislaus, in 2011, I moved to my home in Crestone Baca, Colorado, which I had built previously. And I was fairly young, and I had pretty much energy. I started pursuing a long topic of articles: Is Crestone Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order? Which was an assertion that was made by Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Institute in 1996 in a speech. And thank you. And 2011, 2012, and then 2013, I realized I was being gang stalked. So in the first six parts of that series, which are on my 911nwo.com website under New World Religion ? I got to part six. I was moving along pretty fast, you know, for the first six parts. There you go. It's under New World Religion, right in the middle there. There you go. Yeah. And you can see it's arranged now. It's more or less complete. And it's got 13 parts and 250 appendices. So I've been working on this right along. But in 2013, I realized I was a targeted individual. And then, of course, your life is turned upside down deliberately in a kind of an American Stasi Sursetzung program. Sursetzung is a German word that the East German communist use to describe this program. It means decomposition. So it's a spy program in which they do all the psychological warfare techniques combined with electronic warfare, directed energy and neuroweaponry to target individuals that get blacklisted, watchlisted by the state. And then these kill contracts are farmed out by the DOD in America to corporations, to vigilante groups, to non-governmental organizations, et cetera. And this is what I would like to talk about. I'd like to try to explain this targeted individual program, which, of course, is vigorously denied officially. But in fact, almost the whole country seems to be involved in it. We can explore how involved it is. These are coming out of the fusion centers, the Department of Homeland Security fusion centers. The Department of Homeland Security itself was founded in large part by the former head of the East German communist Stasi police, a guy named Marcus Wolf, who's a Jew, who came to America along with the former head of the KGB in Russia. And these two guys helped design the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, is the American Stasi police. And so these
at the request of the Bush administration, right? Like that's who brought them in was Cheney.
Well, these guys were brought in probably before Bush came in. In other words, this is a long term program, but it was implemented under Bush. The Department of Homeland Security was formed, I think, 2002 or 2003, shortly after 9/11 and the Patriot Act and all these things kind of manifested because, of course, 9/11 was an inside job and it was meant to, kickstart the global war on terrorism. So that to justify all these wars in the Middle East that benefit greater Israel, et cetera. And, specifications, the requirements of the Project for a New American Century, rebuilding our national defenses document of 2000, saying America needs to double or triple the amount of money we spend on the Defense Department. And it will be hard to convince the American people to do that, absent a catastrophic event such as a new Pearl Harbor. This is in the document, and of course we got the new Pearl Harbor with 9/11. So all of this was prescripted by the neocons. Neocons, of course, are a Jewish think tank that neoconservative is of course, like everything else, radically misnamed. It's a bunch of Trotskyite communists.
Right, they're on record as Trotskyite communists. Okay, yeah, well, there's no question about it. There's, that's right. And then they morphed into these conservatives. Now it's a very small group, tiny group that really is involved in Ukraine. So it's very important to contextualize these
people. All of these wars post 9/11 served those interests. And yes, Irving Kristol was actually the money man, the banker for Leon Trotsky, the revolutionary sidekick of Vladimir Lenin in the Bolshevik Revolution.
Trotsky was living in New York City and yes, was sent back to the Red. This is a true story. Yes. Sent back to Russia with money from Schiff, like it was Schiff and Loeb and all these characters.
That's right.
But yeah, he's
Trotsky's real name was Lev Bronstein. All these guys have fake names. That's very common, you know. Yeah. But anyway, yes. Yeah, so all of this war on terror is a war of terror. And of course, the state is the primary terrorist and always has been. And then the state then has the power to designate enemies as terrorists. And a series of laws right after 9/11, made it legal or removed all protections for terrorists. Once you smear somebody or label somebody as a terrorist, no more legal protections. Not even the wartime protections. You can do anything you want with them. So what has happened, how this has morphed out is really quite fascinating. And I can kind of give you the short version of it. We have, with the DHS, we have a system and the FBI, they work together in the fusion centers. We have a blacklist and a watch list. The watch list is the handling codes 1 and 2 for known and suspected terrorists. 1 is known and 2 is suspected. And that's like a very, very small percentage of the people on the terrorism watch list. And this is coming out of a group, a lawsuit by Targeted Justice, Inc. against the Department of Homeland Security, against the Department of Justice, against the Attorney General, which is in process right now. But yeah, according to their findings, which is based on FBI statements, about, you know, 0.18% of the names on the list are known terrorists. About 0.56 are suspected terrorists. 97%+ of the people on the watch list, which is really a blacklist, enemies list, are people that are on there for other reasons. And the FBI admits this. In other words, they are innocent civilians who are not related to any kind of terrorist activity. And that would include now myself, I'm sure, although this is all secret. This is classified. This is a special access black program, which is, you know, classified, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, enormous amounts of money come from all different governmental agencies to fight the war on terror, which is the war of terror. And they call it counterterrorism. And so the gang stalkers then are out there. They're usually what they'll call themselves counterterrorist specialists or crisis actors or surveillance role players or something like that. And it's psychological warfare, the kind of which that was very much used in communist East Germany under the Stasi. And people can watch the lives of others, which is a very kind of a low-key representation of how it was to live in East Germany during the communist era of the 70s and 80s. But basically, one-sixth to one-third of all the citizens of East Germany became informants for the state. They're ratting out their neighbors, they're spying on each other, and they're cooperating with the state to take their neighbors down. This is what we have now in America. Very, very large numbers of people are taking jobs, you know, as crisis actors, surveillance role players, targeting officers, many, many, many names, counterterrorism specialists. Many of these are former special operations people. Many of these are ex-military, ex-police. Many of these are citizen vigilantes, you know, like the Neighborhood Watch and community-oriented policing, et cetera. In fact, Biden and Clinton put together the bill in 1994 that really expanded the community-oriented policing to what it is now. So here we have President Biden, who's been involved with this program since 1994. He's the kind of guy they want in there. Okay. So right, basically, definitely one of them. Yeah. Let me give you a little quote from Anna Toledo, who is a Puerto Rican lawyer who is working in this lawsuit against DOJ and DHS and FBI, etc. She's a wonderful little gal. She's a TI herself. She was kind of a Aaron Brockovich environmental lawyer, pissed somebody off. They put her on the list and her life, you know, went to hell, like all TI's lives go to hell. The idea is to make you want to commit suicide, and they consider that a victory. If you do commit suicide, it's really a no-touch torture eugenics program. It's governmental. That is to say, American taxpayer dollars are funding this. But here's what she says in a little interview that she did recently with James Fetzer and a guy named Dean Ryan. She said, targeted individuals are tortured, some more than others, with invisible directed energy weapons for no-touch torture. But there are also the DOJ, DHS, FBI, police fusion center operations. That's the gang stalking, where they, you know, do all the street theater crisis acting and all and harassment, following you in the car, breaking into your homes, intimidating, scaring. These are really spy.
Walk up on you, let you know that you're being watched too. So
that's right.
Absolutely. It's not just like secret. It's like, hey. Who's this guy following me? They want you to know that they're being watched.
That's part of the terrorism, to make you realize that all of these people, you know, hate you or whatever, you know, they're out to get you. My personal idea, she says, and this is an interesting insight, is that a lot of the illegals coming in at the border under DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas, Cuban Jew, is in part to increase the armies of gang stalkers. So let me stop right there and say we have millions in America of gang stalkers that are already working with and for the state to go after these enemies. And many of them are being paid. Many of them are doing it on a volunteer vigilante basis. But when I hear Alex Jones, you know, talk about, those Muslim networks that are, you know, secret, you know, armies of Muslims, you know, waiting to be triggered.
Chi-coms or something. He's always distracting it outside of the U.S.
Yeah, it's total bullshit. The armies are right here, and they are our fellow Americans. And I know because I've been stalked for over 10 years, and I know who they are. I see them all the time. Okay, so, and here I'm going to kind of repeat what I said because I think it's so important. This is coming from her. I want people to know. People talk about the watch list. That's DHS. The watch list is comprised of handling codes 1 and 2, which are the known and suspected terrorists. But handling codes 3 and 4 are secret categories embedded within the terrorist screening database, or TSDB, that people are placed there who do not represent a terrorist threat or a threat to national security. These are innocent Americans. There are an estimated 400,000 of them. This is what Targeted Justice says. I say they're millions. And they are not screened when they travel. 75% of the targeted individuals, TIs, are classified under handling code 4. They're called non-investigative subjects. So the cops will generally leave me alone because I even put in a bumper sticker, handling code 4, and I'm invested. You know, I make fun of these assholes. Of the terrorist screening database, in our TJ lawsuit of 111-22, we are demanding that people that are classified under handling codes categories 3 and 4 of the terrorist database be removed because they are there without reasonable suspicion and without representing a terrorist threat. Then she says the deep state is very concerned about our Targeted Justice's lawsuit because the targeted individual program is the crown jewel of the deep state. And this is a private public enterprise, you know, collaboration. And there are just so many people profiting from it. It's not just the defendant agencies, DHS, FBI, DOJ, police, et cetera. It's a lot of people that have profited from it. So, yes, you have your non-governmental organization. You have powerful billionaires. They can just, you know, make a call to the FBI and put, you know, an ex-wife they want her dead, you know, or whatever, you know, and they just call them up, put them on the secret list. And so many of the people that are on the list are just that, you know, ex-wives, and somebody wants to punish them, you know, and get rid of them because they don't want to pay alimony. You know, we're deep down the road of communist abuse of power. And then it's funny because right then Dean Ryan, the guy who's interviewing, says he interrupts her just when she's talking about the individuals that are profiting. He said, it really is. I mean, last time we had you on, we had some heat on everything we do here and blah, blah, blah. But in other words, there's an enormous cover up. It's like, okay, there's been a fairly successful cover up of the Kennedy assassination since 1963. There's an enormous cover up of the Operation 9/11. And there's an enormous cover up of this, which I would say qualifies as one of the greatest crimes against humanity in American history. Let me give you another quote from ex-NSA, NSA whistleblower and targeted individual Karen Melton Stewart. She said, I used to work for the National Security Agency, the NSA. Post 9/11 laws are being purposefully misinterpreted to say that since we, the USA, reserve the right to kill terrorists anywhere, anytime, that if we lower the criteria to less than probable cause in regard to the terrorist watch list, which was done in 2013, I was viciously stalked beginning in 2013. That's when I realized. Then thousands of random people can be put on the terrorist watch list. No questions asked. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has made a separate for-profit DHS entity, National Fusion Center Association, that's the money banks, and is selling kill contracts on innocent people to buddies in the military-industrial complex to torture and kill, to test on human beings weapons like gases, poisons, directed energy weapons, nanoparticles, secretive medical chips, and even networks of chips that, according to the Pentagon, comes in torture protocol 1 through 5 at least. So they're torturing innocent American civilians with taxpayer money, and this is a black project, and they've gotten away from with it so far. Then she said another protocol being used is to order law enforcement. They all know about this. They're all in on it. All the sheriff's departments are in on this, and they're using their informants and their network of contacts to actually carry out the stalking. Many of these are Masons, and they, you know, worship Satan and all this stuff. Anyway, another protocol being used is to order law enforcement to write off anybody who complains of stalking harassment and being tortured as crazy. And they are forbidden to help the person denied constitutional rights. InfraGuard, which is a FBI cutout comprised of ex-FBI guys.
I can't believe some people, journalists, actually like quote InfraGuard as like a good source of kind of who's true and who's not. It's really funny.
Well, these guys are getting away with murder. InfraGuard vigilantes under the auspices of the FBI and the fusion centers are paid to stalk and harass the victims so that the harassment mimics what one-dimensional psychologists immediately assume is schizophrenia, delusions, paranoia, when it is not. This is constant harassment, which was perfected by the former East German communist secret police, the Stasi, as psychological warfare to destroy dissidents. The people, you know, that stand up to power and maybe call out the lies like I've done. Since there are millions of dollars to be made using non-consensual human experimentation, even to lethality, that's unto death, this program is viciously covered up with an intricate network of paid conspirators. Karen Milton Stewart is one of the 17 people named on this lawsuit as targeted individuals that are suing, you know, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, and these individuals, the head of the FBI, et cetera. I admire her very greatly. She's done a number of very good interviews and put out lots of great statements. This is all over the world, William. There's millions and millions of targeted individuals, and it's expanding, I'm afraid. It's a for-profit expanding business. And it's, you know, flies under cover of the war on terror, counterterrorism, and national security. National security, ma'am, we need you to help us with this investigation. Would you mind helping us put this equipment in your guest room, and we'll be able to keep an eye on your neighbor there. This is through the wall radar, you know, and most people, you know, who are obedient to authority per the Milgram experiments of the 60s, obedience to authority, two-thirds will obey the authority figure, you know, in kind of mock-up experiments, even to the point of administering lethal electric shocks. Again, these experiments are very unethical, but they're showing that two-thirds of humans across the board, this has been verified in many, many other experiments, are willing to kill their fellow humans if a guy in a lab coat or maybe with an FBI badge is instructing them to do it. This is a great weakness in the human, I'm afraid, species. You know,
there's arguments, Carl, Eric, that Milgram was actually financed from MKUltra funds. Like
Of course. So much of this is MKUltra on steroids. In fact, one of the best books that I read, fortunately, right when I realized I was being stalked, was a book called Monarch, The New Phoenix Program by Marshall Thomas. Short book. He's done some great stuff online as well and done some great videos of his work. He explains the program perfectly. Monarch, of course, came right out of MKUltra. So what he's saying is they've now combined the CIA's MKUltra Monarch program with the Phoenix program, which was a civilian execution torture program during the Vietnam War, used against the Vietnamese civilians who they blacklisted as helping the Viet Cong. In other words, anyway, it's the same old counterinsurgency doctrine that the CIA has used, you know, since its formation. The CIA writes a list of enemies that they want to take down in whatever country, now America, and then they give the list to the military and they go in and, you know, try to kill them. And then if they are not successful and then the person is still alive, they call them a counterinsurgent or an insurgent. They call them an insurgent. And now what they're doing is counterinsurgency. It's a kind of a linguistic trick, as per George Orwell, so that, you know, we're always the good guys and they're always the bad guys. So we're not doing terrorism. We're doing counterterrorism.
Right.
You know, they're the terrorists.
They always push that. The Israel is really good at that, calling terrorists in Gaza, these helpless people who they have that radar that can see into the homes too. So they know that they're killing little kids. It's so sick. And they always present themselves as like the bullied one, but there's estimates that the kill in Gaza now isn't 30,000. That's a lie, that it's over 100,000. They're just trying to see what the public number can be and hiding really the extent of the slaughter. It's really bad.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that is not a war. That's a Holocaust. That's ethnic cleansing.
It's a genocide. It's a genocide.
They're trying to get rid of the people on that real estate because they want the real estate. You know, Benny Gantz, the former head of the IDF, has already bought land in the Gaza. He says, it's going to be a utopia, man. You know, we're going to rebuild this thing. We're going to have condos here, and we're going to, you know, do this and that.
I didn't know that. All with American taxpayer funds. All those bombs are financed by the U.S. Like, it all, it's really sick. By the way, this Monarch book, The New Phoenix Program, edited by Marshall Thomas, you can find it on archive.org, so people want to read that.
Yeah, you know, on my in my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, which now has 2,350 or more posts. I've worked on it since 2016 in order to survive personally and to help other TI survive, and then hopefully to educate the public about what's happening with public funds. You know, these are war crimes. These are crimes against humanity, and they've been going on for a long time. But yeah, in there, I've got a bibliography of books that are very helpful for understanding this program. And one of those is Marshall Thomas's book. That happened to be the first one I picked up even before I realized I was a TI. I had read that book. And then when I became targeted, I said, my God, it's happening to me, you know? And, but yeah, the MK Ultra, the Monarch. Okay. Let me give you a little bit of perspective. One of my great heroes in all this, Dr. Ronnie Kilde, doctor from Finland, who was the chief medical officer of Northern Finland, knows five or six languages. She became a targeted individual in 1985, and lived for another 30 years through the torture, until she died of the torture, I'm sure. And she wrote a book and done many presentations in YouTube and whatnot. And she explains in her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, which was actually published posthumously in 2015. She explains the program brilliantly. Now, the book is probably the worst edited book I've ever seen because it was put together by somebody else for whom English was a second language, a Canadian with a Polish.
You mentioned background. This book in one of our earlier talks, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Well, let me just read what she says, because nobody's going to know what I'm about to say. And yet this person, this is coming from two of her presentations at military mind control medical conferences in the year 2000. And the name of her presentation was Electromagnetic Neurotelecommunication. Yeah, it's a long word, but electromagnetic, you know about that, the different wavelengths and frequencies of radiant energy and everything. We're all energy, right? I mean, we're all electrochemical beings. Neuro, of course, means mind, and telecommunication, that's our cell phones. So all of these things now are working together. Her title is Electromagnetic Neurotelecommunication and Cybernetics. Cybernetics is the merger of humans and machines. And this is in the 33rd International Congress on Military Medicine, Helsinki, Finland, June 30th, 2000. So this is 24 years old. And here's what she says, and this takes us right back to MK Ultra, which started in 1953. In 1952, when electronic implants were placed in the brain and teeth for tracking behavior and mind control, I was 3 years old, by the way, in 1952, living in the D.C. area, which could be a very unlucky circumstance for me. 1952, when electronic implants were placed in the brain and teeth for tracking and behavior and mind control, this would be Operation Bluebird and Artichoke, and then MKUltra. Conditioning, programming, and covert operations, it became necessary to hide the technology, electrical stimulation of the brain, ESB. Okay, Delgado, one of the MKUltras.
There's a famous video of him with the bull, right? He controlled the bull.
Yes.
And there's actually evidence. This guy, by the way, this book, I don't know if you've seen this book before. It's called Operation Project Artichoke. They, in this book, according to, have you heard this before? Have you heard of David Sobey? Well, have you heard of this book and this guy? Because he says that he witnessed experiments that were top secret of kids with the electrode receptors in their brains.
Oh, absolutely. This was wholesale. Yeah. So anyway, she's saying it
totally unethical.
What I'm saying is I could have been one of them. It became necessary to hide the technology, electrical stimulation of the brain, ESB, and implants during surgery or abduction from the public because of the Nuremberg Code, which prohibits involuntary medical experimentation on humans. The DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Psychiatry, was created, and this is by the CIA mostly, was created in 20 languages. Today it lists the symptoms created by the four methods used on unsuspecting targets, which are electronic, chemical, or bacteriological, and psychological warfare experiments as signs of paranoid schizophrenia. All medical schools teach that one is mentally ill if they hear voices in their heads, feel they are surveilled, poisoned, beamed with microwaves, listened to via radios, telephone, loudspeakers, or TV, feel that their thoughts are read and responded to by strangers, and if they experience paranormal phenomena. The alternative diagnosis that the individual is a victim of mind control is never taught to these doctors. Neither is the fact that the technologies to create such symptoms have existed for 50 years without public knowledge. Now, this woman is, to me, the gold standard of understanding because, you know, she's got multiple medical degrees, a brilliant lady. She understands the what's happened here is biomedical engineering of the human species. She goes on to say, on July 21st, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons be used against anyone engaged in activities that they opposed. I talk about a police state coming right from the DOD. That could include almost anything and anyone. Mind control technology is classified under non-lethal weapons. DOD's potential enemies may be counterculture individuals, those with opposing political views, economic or financial competitors, biological undesirables, etc. There is evidence that some organizations have moved against these people or groups, slandering, harassing, and even killing without adequate cause or sanction. Secret neurotelecommunication, that's the brain-to-brain interface, brain-to-computer interface, cybernetics and electronic war capabilities, this is 2000 now, no, this is 2015, can lead to abuse by unethical people in positions of power. Globus 2 in Vardo, Northern Norway, operating since 1999, and HARP, High Active Frequency Auroral Research Project, in Alaska, are of great concern because of their long-distance capabilities to influence both global weather and the human mind and behavior. He who controls the human mind controls the world. Now, let me just finish off with a little more statement. This, again, coming from one of her abstracts to the military medical conference. The testing period of implanting certain groups of people, and then they started with soldiers at war, prisoners, mental patients, handicapped children, the deaf and blind, single women, homosexuals. And I would add to this, spiritual practitioners like Buddhists and Christians, because they sit still and they love to examine their brains, is over. The objectives of achieving behavior modification and influencing bodily and brain functions and mental and emotional processes remotely and wirelessly through computer satellite links have been achieved. Today, anyone can be targeted, and plans to microchip and control the whole world population through brain satellite computer links are far advanced. This is 2000 and 2001 when she wrote this. This gives you the background that people are ignorant about. You know, I was ignorant about this for my whole career until I became a target and started studying mind control. And then I realized what the CIA had been doing all these years. And that goes previously back to what the Nazis were doing. And that goes previously back to the Macy conferences and the Ratio conference in Macy conference in America and the Ratio conferences in England. And this is the Rockefellers, the Masons, and private organizations funding these take over the world mind control projects, which are black. Now, I would really recommend, and before I shut up and let you jump in here, I really recommend that people try to find on the online the excellent, almost 4-hour documentary called The Minds of Men. This is Aaron and Melissa
Dykes. Yes, the Dykes.
Watch it four times if you need to understand it, because this will give you the history of, we were never taught. But this is the world we're living in. And
I literally just made a comment. I literally just made a comment yesterday on social media that that's a great documentary. Like, it really is something else. It keeps popping up. Like, it's superb. Yeah, it's a great reference point.
Yeah, if they never did anything in their lives, they made an enormous contribution to freedom, because mental freedom. You know, we need neural rights. We need rights of privacy in our minds, because now they have the ability to tap into our minds, read our thoughts, change our thoughts, change our emotions. And this is a brave new world of, you know, it's the wild, wild west. There's no laws, because the technology is beyond what the courts have even considered. The founding fathers never thought this would happen. They didn't, you know, put it in the Bill of Rights that we would have the right to our privacy of our own thoughts. But now that's what we need. We need to have a constitutional amendment saying, you know, extend the Fourth Amendment to the privacy of our own
right.
thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt. And Dykes have also done other research. I don't know if it's in the minds of men, but they looked at some of these Hillary Clinton campaign performances, and they're full of like mind control techniques, all kinds of strange electronics and weird things are going on to manipulate the audience. It's off the charts. I mean, it's really, that's how scary it is. Like, you go into one of the, and I've done the, what is it, Astro World, which is this rapper guy, just full of human behavioral manipulation techniques, sound, light, words repeated. I mean, it's really something else. They're definitely trying to hypnotize large groups of people. I think, and I even did a show or posted something about William Joseph Bryan. That's who all was a hypnotist. He had his own doctorate of hypnotism, but basically said TV is low level hypnotism, which I think he's right. That's why nothing really changes, because these people are watching TV and like in a dream state or some kind of weird state where they don't even respond to threats. It's super strange. But yeah, I mean, these techniques are put in all these places. There's a really good other documentary. I can't remember the name of it, but they went into this whole thing that's Belfast, the Troubles, and they applied MK Ultra mind control techniques to people they thought were IRA terrorists. They made them stand up. They isolated them. These are all kind of classic techniques that were used on the war on terror, just like you mentioned. So isolation, sensory deprivation, all this stuff is that's Kit Klarenberger. I did a show with him. And that's the stuff they learned out of MKUltra, is they applied it through Ewan Cameron and all these other characters, applied it to innocent people and tried to turn them into terrorists. Like, that was the whole idea. They knew they weren't terrorists, but they were trying to get them to behaviorally change. And it didn't work. And I think those are actual real lawsuits. A lot of these poor kind of Middle Eastern men got caught up in the war on terror and their lives were ruined, wrecked. They're still like,
well, I'm really glad you brought that up, William, because, you know, the shooters that are out there, these shooters are not born, they're made. And this is how they're made, because this program is a steady, almost scientifically organized system of abuse. You know, it's like, okay, you kick a dog every day, you kick a dog. Well, the dog's going to strike out, strike back eventually. And this is what happens to targeted individuals, because they're abused on such a scale that at some point they're going to snap. And a big part of this is to get people to commit suicide or get them institutionalized or whatever, take them out as a non-lethal weapon, you know, just take them out of the game. They talk about this in their, you know, amongst themselves in their talks, you know, the military type people. Right. But the part of it is to create these Manchurian candidate types, these shooters, these mass shooters. And this is what they've done. So just about every one of these, and we may have mentioned this previously, every one of these mass shooters have been hearing voices, you know, voice to skull technology has been around since the 50s. Let me give you an example of that. In the 1952, over in England or Scotland, actually, there was a cult, Findhorn, which is on the
north coast of Scotland. Very tough. Exactly. Kind of by Loch Ness, yeah.
Yeah, right next to a great big British military base. And there were two British military officers, one of whom married an American woman. And Eileen Caddy was her name. And then the other one was married to a Jewish psychologist, a woman. And the American woman started hearing voices. 1952 and 3 and 4. And then the Jewish psychologist and the handlers, who were the, you know, the military officers from Britain, you know, were telling, the voice was saying it's God, you know. And at first, Eileen Katie said, no, it couldn't be God, you know. And then basically the Jewish psychologist just bullied and badgered her until she started believing it. And likewise, of course, the two military handlers, and she started channeling, Manchurian channeling, what this voice of God was saying, and made a whole bunch of books. And this then became the Findhorn New Age Center. This was the Vatican City of the New Age movement.
And still is. I think it's on the list. It's with kind of like Esalen. It's on the kind of global tour. It's a very important spot. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, what's behind this is MK Ultra, voice to skull, British intelligence, Jewish psychologist, and, you know, an innocent lady who wants to do good in the world, Eileen Caddy. And she's really the victim. And that would extend then to the shooters. The mass shooters would be like that. They are people who have been singled out, targeted, and abused, maybe hearing incessant voices telling them they're no good, their mother hates them, you know, they should kill themselves, blah, blah, blah. This is all right out of you and Cameron's, you know, experiments back with MK Ultra in Canada, in Montreal. You know, he had a two-phase program which he developed. One was to wipe the personality slate clean, called to create a Terra Rosa. This was called the
psychic driving or something.
Psychic driving is the rebuilding or the tearing down. And then they have all these, they rigged up, there was a Jewish guy who was not a doctor, but he was an engineer, who rigged up kind of a football helmet with a tape recorder that was giving these subjects these negative messages. And the idea was to break the personality down and then reprogram the person. So this is still what they're doing with so many targeted individuals. They're giving them nonstop negative messages. Kill yourself. Your mother hates you. You're no good. You know, and then, you know, lots of obscenity. A lot of these TIs are being raped. Now you say, how can a woman be raped, you know, remotely? Well, again, go back to The Minds of Men, the documentary, and look at the work that was done by Wilder Penfield, or Penfield Wilder. And he was the understudy of Sir William Sherrington from England. And he mapped out the homunculus, the human brain, and which part of the brain is kind of connected to this sensory system, you know. So if you stimulate the brain here, you know, it changes the emotion, or it changes a sensation in this part of the body, you can create a heart attack, you can create cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So some of the TIs speculate, and I'm in contact with many, with these email lists, speculate that, you know, for things like women being raped, they get the sensation of being raped by the frequencies sent to their brain remotely from satellites or cell towers or mobile devices. They're not maybe physically being raped, but they feel the same as if they were being physically raped. Now, more than that, I couldn't tell you, of course, but a lot of women, they attack elderly women and rape them in their beds, seem to love it. So they get these sadists who are on the other end of these electromagnetic neural weapons devices, directed energy devices. These people are total psychopaths. And I've heard so many stories of this kind of torture and abuse. And they do like to single out single women, elderly women, which, you know, how despicable can you get? These people are criminals that need to be brought to justice and punished for their crimes.
It's crazy. It's like we did that one show on the Hall of Horrors or the Hall of Shame. It's just like these guys were on a rampage just of all kinds of like things. And I'm bringing up Findhorn. I was surprised to find A Course of Miracles has an MK Ultra connection. There's a sub project there. And that is, A Course of Miracles is still around in the New Age. And that one girl who's always running for president, Marianne Williamson, is a Course of Miracles person. It's crazy that the New Age and all this stuff. And I think they're going to find Scientology. And I actually just read something from William Burroughs that said the tech is the state tech. Like he was saying the tech, they in Scientology, they have all this weird terminology. But Burroughs went through it. Very intelligent guy, Harvard educated. He said that the tech is what the government tech is working on. So when you go into Scientology, you're going into an MK Ultra center, period. You are walking something that's, and I know with MK Ultra is a label that's thrown around, but you're walking into something where all those sub projects are in kind of a stew or something. Like that's how dangerous Scientology is.
Absolutely. It's totally a product of British and American intelligence and mind control. I mean, they hook you up, you know, with these lie detector tests to detect these quote unquote thetans, which are, you know, supposedly these little demonic attacks that you get. And so they're using this very basic intelligence equipment and charging people megabucks, to clear themselves.
$5,000 for an e-meter. It's off the charts. It's like something you could go get pieces to at Radio Shack. It's a joke.
It's sad. It's sad that people fall for this stuff. Because,
it's really sad. Their lives are ruined. Ron,
you can see L. Ron Hubbard give these lectures, and he was at these MK Ultra hospitals like St. Elizabeth's in the DC area. Learning, he was not a medical person. He was a Office of Naval Intelligence and a fiction writer. And a lot of these spies were fiction writers. Just the crazier the fiction, the more they like them because they like to get people to believe crazy stuff. But so he's there talking to his Scientologist, and he said, okay, you're here. You can't get out now. And then people start giggling. He said, no, I'm serious. You can't get out. And of course, if you do get out, what happens? Well, then they gang stalk you.
Targeted individual. Exactly. They do all
they
that stuff.
They become a targeted individual.
Yeah, what do they call you? A suppressive person or something, like you're an enemy of Scientology and the fair game. So fair game means you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are protocols, you know, that were used in Operation Gladio in Europe, you know, in places like Italy after World War II. They've certainly used in COINTELPRO with the FBI, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 50s even. And they're being an MH chaos by the CIA in the 60s and 70s against dissidents, that is to say people who protested the war in Vietnam, such as myself. I could have been in the MH
chaos. The war in Vietnam program. Was just a mess. Terrible.
Oh, it was a horror show. And yeah, I mean, don't get me started on that. We could do a whole program.
We should do another show on that. Because your experience is so important because you were there. It's easy to kind of look at it very, you know, flat terrain in the past, but they were sending people off and they killed 2 million people. Like we talk about the wall, and I've been to DC and the mall and the 50,000 dead. It's a tragedy. It's the amount of people whose lives are ruined in Southeast Asia is off the charts. And it's kind of kept from like the real truths of the American empire are kept from the American public. Who I was trying to remember, just one more thing, Eric, is the one person who ties into what we just said was Jean Seberg in 1950.
There you
she
go.
Was harassed by the FBI.
She committed suicide. She was pregnant. And, she was a civil rights advocate, you know, like many good-hearted people were. And she's a beautiful actress. I mean, you know, this pisses me off that they, you know, the FBI actually killed Jean Seberg. I mean, she was... I don't know if you ever saw Paint Your Wagon, but she was in that and various
she's
other.
She's like movies. A beautiful woman,
totally beautiful woman with a good heart, you know. And this is the kind of people that they destroy. But that kind of sets the stage for this quote, which is by ex FBI section chief who actually ran COINTELPRO, a guy named Ted Gunderson, who is a whistleblower, and also then became, it seems, a TI himself. And here's what he has to say. I dared to challenge them, and they sent an army after me. Okay, that's all the gang stalkers. The New World Order boys, I call them the junior high boys. They recruit out of special forces. Okay, these are the most sophisticated, best-trained warriors in the world with the best equipment in the world, special forces. You know, Delta Force, SEAL, Navy SEALs, etc. Gang stalking is a self-harm term for what is really a secret government, no-touch torture, eugenics program. No, you're crazy if you think you're being followed. Right. They gangstackers came out of every nook and cranny. I can't believe how many surveillances they had on me. They weren't discreet at all. They were obvious, like we said earlier. I had been poisoned with arsenic and cyanide. My blood pressure was measured at 240 over 119. I think they pumped in poison gas into my condo. They also gassed a friend of mine. I put it together. You know, a lot of our Patriot people are dying of heart attacks and strokes. I believe these programs are financed through illegal black operations. In other words, drugs, prostitution, gambling, kidnapped children who are auctioned off as sex slaves, used as human sacrifices and body parts. I have documentation of every one of these. This covert operation is satanic. It's Illuminati. We're in a spiritual war. Okay, that's Ted Gunderson. And, you know, the fact that he actually ran COINTELPRO makes him really a bad guy to me. But the fact that he then became a TI and saw the world from the other side suggests to me that he did turn around and became a whistleblower. And, you know, so he wasn't an all bad guy. He turned around and became a good guy, which is possible, but dangerous, obviously.
Yeah, I've heard some things about Gunderson, and I wonder where his papers are. Do you know where his papers are? Because I think that would be a real insight, because he was very much involved in McMartin, some of these other things. But yeah. I think he, like, yes, he kind of did something sketchy with one of the mothers of McMartin mothers, which is my understanding. Like, he ended up living with her or something that kind of muddied the water.
Yeah, it's he is an enigmatic person. But I do quote him because that's such a pithy quote, you know, and it does comport with my experiences. Yeah, they do send an army after you. And yes, it is mixed special forces. I've seen them. I see them now, even in Mexico. They enlist your neighbors. They rent the houses around you, have your neighbors spy on you. I mean, there seems to be a bottomless funding for this program. Let me read what another quote. I've got millions of quotes in here, so I don't have to stand alone on this. A.K. Forwood, who is a TI from Britain, who wrote the book Gang Stalking and Mind Control, The Destruction of Society Through Community-Based Spying, a good title. He says in one of his articles called The Network Inside the Targeting System, the network is open-ended so that it's capable of unlimited expansion and can encompass any number of individuals and groups into itself for any number of purposes. It is intended, I'll read this slowly because this is very important. It is intended that eventually every person on the planet will be included within its database, either as a member, which is to say a stalking perpetrator, or as a targeted individual, and will be under constant watch and direction. So they're putting everybody under constant watch and direction. They're putting the stalkers under constant watch and direction, and they're telling them, hey, if you, you know, if you leave the program, you know, just like L. Ron Hubbard said, you know, you can't leave. You know, if you leave, we stalk you. And if you're so what they're doing is dividing up the world and the country into predators and prey. We have a program for you. If you want to get on the good side, the predator side, you know, you get the pretty girls, you get the money, you get the perks, you get a new car, you get a new roof, you know.
It's almost like a Faustian satanic bargain, you know.
Well,
like,
it is like definitely
you get that. The peace and money and you get a house. And if you don't go, you get destroyed, you don't have a career, we'll turn you into a basket case.
Yes. Isn't that right from the pit of hell?
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, imagine like a Faustian bargain for humanity. Like, I mean, that's how strange it is. Is like, what choice are you going to make? There's a lot of, it's like a red or a blue pill, right? So which one do you want to take?
Right.
That's more of kind of an ignorance or knowledge kind of thing, but I do think that that's out there. Like, there's a lot of people who are very comfortable without ruffling feathers or actually looking into these things or defending people, or will go along with, I mean, just like you said, Milgram experiment, they'll go along with authority, even if it's evil. I think that's the real human kind of trait, actually, is to not resist, to not change. So
Here's what the movie director Werner Herzog said. Dear America, you are waking up, as Germany once did, to the awareness that one third of your people would kill another one third while one third watches.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's accurate.
That I'm afraid is we're watching so many sideshows now, you know, in terms of the news. You know, we're being barraged by, you know, this crisis and that crisis and the other crisis. While this is going on, you know, unreported. Alex Jones won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. He gets callers that want to talk about this, and he immediately changes the subject, you know.
He's a gatekeeper. There's no question.
Yes, he must be. Mike Adams, to his credit, he did interview Anna Toledo of Targeted Justice, and it was a very good interview. She's spearheading this lawsuit against the Department of Justice, Attorney General, et cetera. But this is a Stasi state we have now, and we're in a communist revolution. We're in World War III, and so many people would prefer to keep their head in the sand and not acknowledge any of it. And of course, if that's what they want, you know, keeping their head in the sand exposes other parts of their anatomy. And, they're just going to have to deal with the consequences of that, you know.
The revolution happens, I mean, these revolutions happen in human history. A lot of people end up on the chopping block. You can go to Russia, France, all this other stuff. Like, a lot of these people, they don't see the threat at all. But it's like they're going to steal this next election. There's no question about it. So they're putting everything in place to facilitate that. That means you're not free, and the country's stolen right out from under you. So,
yeah, there was a real good article by out of Veterans Today. The what's the guy's name? He's got a PhD after his name. This is just going to be one series of provocations after another to just push, you know, and insult and degrade not only the TIs but the whole country, you know. And it's like, okay, a lot of this comes out of the Tavistock Institute, the mind control of MK Ultra, et cetera, and the Macy conferences. Tavistock Institute is the world's brainwashing control center in London, England, and British military, of course. And guys like William Sargent were doing all kinds of experiments, you know, with electrical ETC, electrical something or other. It'll come to me in a second, but. You're giving people lobotomies, you know, with these electroshock treatments. And the British loved these psychos loved these experiments where they would measure just at what point can we break that person's will? You know, it's like, what straw is going to break the camel's back? Because we want to measure that, you know, because we want to do that with more people. And so the whole Tavistock impetus was not to, you know, use psychologists to heal people. They actually started studying shell-shocked soldiers, PTSD, so that they could learn how to create those same symptoms in the public at large. And they've always had a two-track. One is, you know, mass mind control and abuse and targeting. And the other is going after particular individuals to break them down. So, you know, think how sick that is, you know. These people at the Tavistock Institute, have a long and sordid history that plays right into the CIA's MKUltra, right into the Nazi experiments, you know, in the concentration camps. This is a long-term project to enslave humanity.
Right. No doubt. I mean, the foundation of MKUltra and everything was for social control. That was the whole backbone. People think like, oh, they're trying to make assassins. That's part of it. The whole part is to have social control, like a techno social control, and that's really it. That's all it is. What was the title of Delgado's work? It was Towards a Psycho-Civilized Society, right? And who's going to determine the civilization? They are, not you. You know, that's what's scary, is that you have people like Nelson Rockefeller making those decisions. He was in there at the very beginning. Some scion of a super rich family is there, you know, trying to figure out how to keep everybody in control so he can have the power. His family can have the power. It's unbelievable. And that's really what happened. And that's the history that's really missing from the public realm. Like, shows like this will kind of look into it. But You never find anything like that on in any, strangely, in any university in this country. University of higher education, they'll never go into this. Like, you cannot find, you have to, like, there, I mean, granted, there's been other researchers, Marx and Board and things like that, good guys who've, like, left a trail. And there's still literally new FOIA requests that are being fulfilled so people can see more and more of really what happened. But you cannot find it in the public space. The internet really has exposed so much of what's going on, the connections to, right?
That we're, well, we seem to be all now the victims of doublethink, you know, like we know this is happening, but we're not given license to talk about it. And it's better not to talk about it because you'll pay a price, you know, like if you criticize the Jews, for instance, you know, you know the crimes they've committed, but, you know, you learn this doublethink in your brain to kind of stay safe. You know, this you showed on the original screen, Laura Logan, this journalist and TI, talking to Senator Mark Johnson, who I guess is, you know, chairing these committees on the weaponization of government. And she's laying it out. She's targeted in 2013. That's the year I realized that was. She's saying in this Congress testimony, this is a death sentence for journalists. It's how you murder a journalist without killing them. It's how you murder a scientist without killing them. It's how you murder a doctor without killing them.
She's in there. Oh, interesting. I'll have to look at that.
It's how you murder the vaccine injured when they haven't died yet. It's how you finish them off and everyone else in their family. So it's time now for us to stop taking taxpayer funds to slit our own throats. To which the senator, the good Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says, he said, well, yeah, and this is why I normally don't fund these programs. And then he moves. Thank you, Ms. Logan. That means to me, you know, he knows damn well about this program, and he's saying he normally doesn't fund them, but that Congress does. Right. So, you know, so it would appear, I don't know if this is a limited hangout or what, but Laura Logan at least expressed what this thing is, and he actually heard it. But he also said, he said, direct quote, one of the many reasons I generally vote no on those programs. But thank you, Ms. Logan. Majority of Congress then supports and funds these programs. So I would say that what we're dealing with here is a mass silent genocide holocaust commensurate with what's happening now in the Gaza. And the Gaza is at least getting some attention, you know. But we TIs have not broken into the public consciousness to that extent yet. But I think it's the same people. I think, you know, all of this is to bring about their new world order, one world government, et cetera. And TIs are people who are just in the way, and they're using us to, you know, do these experiments on and just take us out with non-lethal weapons. There's also a whole new form of warfare called cognitive warfare. And if you start, it's the sixth warfare domain, which includes the other five, land, right, sea, air, yeah, space, and cyberspace. And if you read through the documents, this is just now coming online. It's just like the TI program. So this is going to radically expand because there's so much money in this. And, you know, they put it, you know, in terms like, well, gosh, we don't have to kill people. We can just take them out with these neuro weapons and these electronic weapons. We can just wreck their lives. And I think actually some of these military people, you know, kind of feel better about this. I don't think they should. You know, I think it'd be better to just kill people, you know, because you're putting people through hell.
Right. It's incredible. You know? I think that the people at the top, they want a uniform, placated, drugged out society. That's their goal. They don't like people who are shy. It's almost like the John Lennon song, Working Class Hero. It's like they're the best. They're the Gores and the Carries and the Bushes. And everybody else can live in fear and drugged out. And you can have all the drugs you want. They make sure you got the drugs, whether they're legal or illegal or drinking. And they don't want you informed. They want the centralized everything. And that's really where we're at. And so anybody who steps out from that goal, they're gonna target, whether they TI you or whatever, like character assassination campaigns, all kinds of stuff. Like, they have a whole black bag of stuff. So
Yeah, it's a sliding scale. Now, if you happen to be Carey Mullis and you invented the PCR test and you got a Nobel Prize and you say Fauci is an idiot and you want to debate him, well, they might just flat out kill you, which is what they did. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So he died suddenly, right? He was like a healthy guy, too. Total genius.
That's right. Yeah, he, you know, he's a hero. He's a great guy. Like, you know, so many people who've been taken out over the years. But see, this program gives them the opportunity, you know, to just destroy people's lives while leaving them alive. Right. And it's, you know, it's almost worse than killing them, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did that to, what is the guy, Gary Webb. They just killed, I mean, I think that whistleblower for Boeing probably was wasted in the parking lot. Like, he supposedly committed suicide. He's in a hotel. That's where people go to commit suicide, like a miserable, lonely place. That's what they do. But and supposedly he walked out to the parking lot. What a joke. He said, I'm not suicidal either. So this happens. It happens very much frequently, more frequently than people know, especially if there's money involved. Like the Boeing situation, billions at stake. So it's bad.
Would you like to play that song that I sent you from my free audio book there?
Let me see if I can find it.
This is I've got a free audio book online on my gang stalking mind control cults.com. And it's
this a project song? I want to map your brain.
I want to map your brain. See, the whole human brain project fits into this as well, the brain initiative, etc. Because this is one way that they get
Let me see if I can download it real quick. Are you available to take a few questions?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's see. I got one. Sheila asked, does your guest have any thoughts on Elon Musk's artificial intelligence, as in the brain chip Musk has been promoting as an evolutionary necessity?
Well, of course. Yeah, Musk is into everything technological here, which is going to move us into a transhuman situation where we merge man and machine. That's called cybernetics, and the brain chip is part of it. But you know that they even don't need brain chips anymore now that they get the metamaterials in the spraying, the chemtrails, and in the jab, and which is a lot of those metamaterials are even in food now. What they're trying to do is what they want to do back in the Macy conferences, which is merge human and machines. And, you know, they talk about the intrabody nano network, self-assembling nanoparticles, which are injected in the quote unquote vaccine, which actually turn the human body into a circuit board, more or less, which can be externally controlled by electromagnetic frequencies. So these guys are really wacko, and it's hard to believe. But if you go back to 1948, this is in the movie, The Mind of Man, Dr. Norbert Wiener of MIT, a brilliant Jewish mathematician, he wrote the book on cybernetics, Merging Man and Machine. And then in 1950, he wrote another book called The Human Use of Human Beings. So he said, okay, we're going to make these cyborg slaves. And then we're going to use them as slaves. And so this idea goes back to that time at least. And then in 1959, one of the MKUltra sub-projects, 119, by Saul B. Sells of Texas University, included the remote influencing of a human subject electromagnetically. And in 1955, 4 years previous to that, Norbert Wiener himself had invented a computer program and a machine, which he called the autocorrelator, in which he could send and receive messages on electromagnetic frequencies to his own brain and read them off in electroencephalograms or electroencephalographs, which is a little squiggly line. And he used what's called Fourier analysis or spectral analysis, which is a mathematical statistical program, to interpret these little squiggly lines and what they mean in terms of what's going on inside the brain. So this was happening along 12 channels between him and his autocorrelator machine in 1955. That then turned into subproject 119 in 1959. And then, like Dr. Ronnie Kildas says, and I gave you the quotes, they've been doing this secretly ever since. The remote stimulation, modification, control, et cetera, of human mind and behavior patterns with electromagnetic frequencies. And then now they're very sophisticated. And Elon Musk, of course, he's, you know, he's got these what applications for 40,000 low Earth satellites, so they can track and trace everybody. He's got the brain chip in the brain. And again, they don't really need that. But if people take that on, then, you know, they're really sitting ducks. They can either become geniuses or they can become total slaves by the push of somebody else's remote. Because, again, we're an electrical chemical system in an electrical system. And they know how to control human beings remotely, especially if they've got these implants or these chips inside the brain. And, of course, he's got a number of other corporations that are related to this. So he's definitely involved with this thing at the deepest level with the military industrial complex and for the global elite, World Economic Forum, the fourth industrial revolution, the smart cities. What I think is going, what they want is transhumanism and then posthumanism. These assholes actually want to move from a carbon-based world, which is God's world that we live in, we're carbon-based, to a silicon-based world of chips. They want their digital immortality. They want their augmented, the military wants their augmented super soldiers and have since World War II or more. So Elon Musk is not your friend. I think he's a candidate for the Antichrist myself. Although he's, you know, going to be playing these games. He's also of the tribe and is very much aligned with the ambitions of the tribe, which is to control the world for themselves and to remove the, you know, the stupid goyim and keep some around to be their slaves. After all, it says in the Talmud, you know, God made the goyim in human form so we wouldn't have to be served by donkeys.
Nice. The Talmud is like, it's like the Mein Kampf for Jews. It's horrible. It's like there's the most horrible stuff and the horrible stuff about Jesus too. Like it's pretty nasty.
Oh yeah. They say he's down there in hell, you know, in feces and semen boiling and excrement. Yeah. I mean, these guys killed Jesus. They are the Antichrist people then and now, you know, that's what they want is to destroy the Christian church, Christ, God, the Christian people. That's their passion. That's what they are. They are opposed to God and man. It says it in the Bible.
You know? They're definitely openly opposed to Christ. Oh, their own. I mean, it's Jewish too. Like, which is even
they were the quintessential gang stalkers in the Bible. They are gang stalking the apostles. They're gang stalking the prophets. They're gang stalking Jesus. 40 Jews in the Book of Acts say they're going to make a deal, a pact. They won't eat until they kill the apostle Paul. You know, and right, Paul got right. away.
They made a pact to kill
because
him.
I mean, you know, and you go down the list as Stephen, they stoned him, but they also gnashed at him with his teeth and actually bit into him. I mean, these guys are like, I would say candidates for, you know, aliens, actually. but anyway, Dawn, it's a racial supremacy doctrine.
Yeah. Don Lambert asks, does this have any relationship to the alien abduction phenomenon?
Yes. Good question. Thank you. Both good questions. The first, I think I agree with many, and I've done a whole, I guess, I don't know, 60, 70 page summary of mind control history and applications, which is on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. A number of experts on this, and I agree with them, believe that the alien abduction thing is a cover for these mind control operations. Many of the MK Ultra victims, you know, would be, you know, abducted. And, you know, they would believe they're on a spaceship. But then sometimes, you know, they're seeing aliens. Sometimes they're seeing guys with blonde hair and baseball caps, you know. And so I think what's happening is that this is a way to discredit the victims of mind control that have been victimized. They call it military labs, my labs, et cetera. Right. Yeah. So good question. I personally don't believe in aliens. I do believe in demons. And I guess I take a more biblical worldview. And I believe that the people doing this are actually demonically possessed. And you'd have to be to be this sick and psychopathic. And I think, you know, I've done a lot of research on the New Age and the secret societies, you know, the Masons, et cetera, and the Jews. They worship Satan. And they practice theurgy, which is the summoning of spirits. And they'll say, okay, we're going to bring in the good angels. You know, that's what John Dee said back during the first Elizabethan era. And he was a very, very powerful magician, wizard, advisor to the first Queen Elizabeth. and Christian Kabbalist, the Jewish Kabbalah. And this is black magic. This is a very dark system of black magic. And it fits in with the current black magic takeover of the world and all the New Age religions, the crazy New World religions, are ultimately based on the Kabbalah. And the Masons and the degrees and the rituals and the oaths, it's all based on the system of Babylonian black magic called the Jewish Kabbalah. And, wearing the little red string around the wrist and stuff like that. Right. You know, if I do this, that, and the other, and I say this, that, and the other, and go to this ritual, I get, money, or I get the girl, or I get the guy, or, you're summoning angels, but, can you tell a good angel from a bad angel,
Well, no, D couldn't. He, at the end there with him and Kelly, they were the entities or encouraging wife swapping. Like, no angels ever said that. They usually say, don't be afraid or something like that. But
exactly.
He's involved in thaumaturgy. It's forbidden in the Old Testament. Come on.
Exactly. These beings are very old and very smart and very deceptive. And, if you get, captured, maybe oppressed or possessed, it's not the end of the world. I think you can get out of that. If you want to, I think, Christianity, belief in Jesus and God, it can be changed while you're alive. But these guys want your soul. They want you in hell with them. And, they're very, very clever. And I don't look down upon people who have been fooled, because it's easy to be fooled. But, by God, try to get out of it. If you've been fooled, get out of Masonry. I mean, this is satanic. The great architect is Satan. That's the secret.
Goat, the great architect of the universe, or whatever they call him. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have all kinds of rituals and strange stuff in there. And it's an initiated. You get more and more info the farther up the degrees you go. But yeah,
I've studied a little bit. Tex Mars was this wonderful guy who did a power of prophecy program for years. He was actually an Air Force officer for 22 years, then became a Christian pastor, and then did his power of prophecy. He studied the Illuminati. He studied the New Age movement better than just about anybody I've run into. And I've got his books, and I reviewed them, et cetera. I go with him. He's a smart guy. He did the research. He's, from a Christian point of view, he's calling it out. And So there are sources of information out there. We don't have to be in the dark about this stuff, even though so many people are in the dark about it.
Right, right, yeah. No, yeah. What was his famous book? He wrote some other stuff, but he did one where he had all the handset gestures and all the secret Masonic signs of all these leaders, like leaders all over the world doing all the, hand finger to the eye, the weird hand signs, like it was called.
I think you're talking about somebody else. I think you're talking about that guy in Australia.
No, I don't think so. Let me look it up.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Tex Mars.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure, Tex Mars. Maybe I got it wrong. I thought he did something called, no, he's written a lot. Codex Magica.
Yes.
Secret
yes,
signs, yeah. Yeah, mysterious symbols, yeah, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. Codex Magica is really interesting because he just went through all the newspapers and said, these guys are making gestures. Yeah, thank you, MK Ultra, Codex Magica. They're all making these weird gestures that now it's like taken for granted that all these people in Hollywood do the same thing. Like, I mean, it's almost silly, like the sign of silence, these weird eyeball things. They're all into that kind of weird. They take themselves seriously, but yeah. Tex Mars.
Yeah. What you triggered in my mind was this 5-hour show that this Australian guy did, Alistair Child. He's, and the whole thing is showing all these stars and political figures doing these Masonic gestures,
The eyeball. Hands. Like weird. Trump always does this one or something like that.
I think these are the biggest losers in the world, and they're going to hell,
Yeah.
It's very sad. It's very sad that all these people are going to hell, but please don't follow them,
Yeah, no, they sold us all out to the devil and the New World Order. I mean, it's happening right in front of your face. Like they're bringing in the new world order. That's why the open borders. It's not even just allowing people in. It's the breakdown of the law, right? It's the total abnegation of basic law. So these are criminals. This program, like the people who run the country are criminals, man.
Yeah, this program is completely criminal. The social contract, the civil liberties of targeted individuals have been, you know, removed extra legally. You know, the whole government is, you know, gaslighting us that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They've been gaslighting us. That's the breakdown of law.
Yeah. And I mean, they just, it's such a joke what the kind of propaganda that the American people have to endure with their own tax money. It's like really, like even the slaves, they knew they were slaves, but here, like you actually pay for your enslavement. Like, I don't think it's a much better kind of system. It's a great system. Like, you're actually working to give half your money to people enslaving you. Like, I mean, it's incredible. Like, it could keep you at a subsistence level. Like, it's off the charts. Anyway, I think we're at the end of the show. I got to run. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Can you play that song just for fun before
let's
we go?
Do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. This is a song that's on my...
Go ahead. Sorry, do the intro. Go ahead.
Well, this is one of 74 tracks on my free audio book called Lifeline, Essential Insights on Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. I made in 2019. It's on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. I was selling it, but now it's for free. It's on the website. There's 74 tracks, about 5 hours. I'm doing readings from a whole series of books by experts and TIs. And a few of the cuts are songs that I sing in which I've rewritten the words. And this one is I Want to Map Your Brain, but it's three songs. So hang in there for three songs that I've kind of rewritten the words for.
Okay. And how long is this? 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Saturday night, I was downtown working for my CIA, sitting in a nest of neuroscientists from Yale, Harvard, MIT, UC Berkeley, Stanford, Georgetown, University of Chicago, University of Illinois, Columbia, Illinois Smart State, Argonne, Fermi, Los Alamos, and Livermore National Labs, Lockheed Martin, Leidos, SAIC, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Inc., etc. When I overheard one of them say, "We are the front line on the most important battlefield ever, the battle for the control of the minds of men. The now realizable goal to create biorobotized humans and a psycho-civilized society. We love the work we do for the CIA, DIA, DARPA, and the corporate sector, but the hours can be long and tedious, so we need a catchy theme song to keep up our morale. Something like this." Oh yeah, we'll tell you something. Allow us to explain. And we'll tell you something. We wanna map your brain. We're gonna map your brain. We're gonna clone your brain through bio telemetry. We see the thoughts inside your brain. Then we electronically, we control your brain. We control your brain. We're gonna steal your brain. When we control you, we feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that our slave, we can't hide, we can't hide, we can't hide. Oh yeah, we've been planning something over a century. Now we with our technology. We can control your brain. Now we can steal your brain. Now we can take your brain. Now we'll pull the string and we'll wink at you. You're our puppet. And you'll do funny things when we want you to. You're our puppet. Now you are ours to have and to hold. And loser, we've got full control of our puppet. You're our puppet. You're our puppet.
Awesome. Great stuff. Where, and this, so there's your website too. Where can people, if they have any additional questions, I know somebody wants to hook you up with another interview. Where can they reach out to you?
Well, my email is just my name, Eric Karlstrom, E-R-I-C-K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M at fairpoint.net. Eric Karlstrom, one word, at fairpoint.net.
I will put that email in the show notes so people can just click through. Eric.
Okay. Yeah, and William, I'm up for talking about this stuff anytime because I think it's so important that people wake
up. I think you're right. It's crucial because they're using all this behavioral psychology and technological psycho-civilization all went through this whole COVID event. It just was everything, like alienating people, isolating people, the mental torture. Like, they could do it. They turned the whole country into like a kill box. It's incredible. All through just mind control. So it's a different kind of warfare, 5G, 6G, whatever you want to call it. But it's warfare against the American people. And that should be seen as such, like we're at war, just like you said, World War III.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
And I'll put links to your websites. I mean, you're definitely kind of like a super multi-talented person. Different things, music, San Luis Valley Water Watch, climate change, things like that. So keep in touch. I'm sure we'll do a show soon. Another one.
We should do
another one on the Macy's conference because I don't know if people have really looked into that. And there's a lot. Milton Erickson is in there. So a lot of these MK guys are through these technological conferences back in the what, 50s or 60s. So
Much of this material is still classified. These guys were so advanced back in the 40s and 50s that most people can't imagine. And of course, now we're that much farther. But again, CIA has got a lot of this Macy's conference stuff still classified. And that tells you how far along they were. A lot of ex-Nazis were right in there, you know, or Nazis.
Oh, there's no question. Know? There's no question. They were working on it too. So they were aware of Pavlov and all these other things. So
yeah, that's Russia. They took the best brains in the world for this, you know, and from various countries. And these guys were brilliant, and they still are, you know. But now, of course, the Human Brain Project, the Brain Initiative of Obama, the 90s was the decade of the brain, you know. And now they're very close to making a digital model of the brain with all the whatever 100 billion neurons and the trillions of potential, connections and synapses with other neurons. This is the ambition, is to make a cybernetic brain. Which of course can replace the old fashioned human model, you know. So
it's terrifying stuff. Dr. Eric Karlstrom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, William. You have a great day. Okay.
You as well. Stay there.
Oh, okay.